This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A new primetime drama premieres tonight on ABC. It's about a legendary singer in the country music capital of America adjusting to some competition from a new teenage sensation. It is not called the Taylor Swift story. It's called simply Nashville. And as Blake Farmer reports from WPLN, the city is loving the attention.
If it weren't enough that the show is spending $4 million per episode to shoot on location, the opening footage rolls like a set of skyline glamour shots to a soundtrack. Butch Spiridon heads the Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau.
There are billboards and posters and signs all over L.A. and New York that just say Nashville. I mean, I couldn't buy it.
The state of Tennessee did pony up $7.5 million in incentives, with more expected to come from city coffers if the show makes it. The primetime soap opera didn't just fall in Nashville's lap. It's the brainchild of a local executive.
It's more about the city than really any other show I can think of.
Steve Buchanan is an executive with a company that owns country music attractions in Nashville, like the Grand Ole Opry. He's also an executive producer on the show, and, not by coincidence, his company's properties are prominently featured. Buchanan says he does want to drive tourists to town, though he says artistic quality comes first.
It's critical for the show to succeed for us to be able to ultimately enjoy the other benefits.
But locations with FaceTime in the show are already prepping for a bump.
Oh, my gosh. Last time I saw you, you were a teeny, teeny, tiny thing.
Oh. He's living here now, working at the Bluebird.
Oh, the Bluebird. That's the mecca.
The Bluebird Cafe is also a hole in the wall with beer-stained carpets. But it's still a place where songwriters are discovered, Taylor Swift to name one. Erica Wallum Nichols manages the Bluebird and plays herself on screen.
The risk and the balance that I'm working on is how to be able to, you know, get new carpet and to have some financial help through this notoriety and still be the place that people want to play.
More gawkers in the crowd, she says, could mean fewer record executives dropping in to discover the next hit. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.